You took the smart route, the owner route, not the CEO route.
Regarding the documentation, Catherine already covered a lot of legal history and a lot of issues that I typically bring in my presentations. The confirmation, I started looking at it from the pharmaceutical non-compliance angle about 2 years ago now, and I immediately uncovered huge deficiencies and problems with how the development of these so-called vaccines, they're not vaccines, they're biowarfare agents. And so I uncovered a lot of irregularities from the regulatory perspective, from quality perspective, manufacturing problems. And it was very puzzling to me until I found Catherine's research and read it. It was very puzzling to me why no regulatory agency in the world was taking any enforcement action on any of this. So not the side effects, adverse events, deaths, horrific injuries, horrific numbers of injuries, very obvious. And so no regulatory agency was able to find them. Still, they can't. And they also never took any enforcement action on all the manufacturing non-compliance violation of all the good manufacturing practice laws, distribution laws, good laboratory practices, and import-export rules. So none of this is being enforced, and that was the biggest question to me until I found the legal basis, and that immediately the universe started making more sense, because really this is what it is. This is a military operation. This is a military, it's war crimes and atrocities covered up as a health event. So what I cover in my presentations is also a number of inconsistencies. But by the way, all of the materials I'm covering are public documents. They have been public. They're not secret. They have been public for a long time now, some from the very beginning, some were more recently available through FOIAs. What was immediately evident, and that this was public since 2020, is that in the US, the response of the government to this so-called pretend health event was as if they were responding to a war. And they put National Security Council in charge of COVID policy. This is completely irregular because according to all previous plans, for pandemic preparedness, except the 2020 version, HHS was supposed to be in charge, which is reasonable because they're a health agency. Now we have National Security Council in charge. National Security Council consists of primarily defense and intelligence heads and does not have any health representatives on it. Then further, Operation Warp Speed from the very beginning was advertised to us as, oh, you know, military is just going to help with logistics, where their own documents presented to vaccines and related biologics advisory committee in October 2020 demonstrate that that's not quite true. The organizational chart is headed by the Department of Defense, their chief operating officer. Two-thirds of leadership is military. Most of them have no health experience. A lot of them are high-ranking military, such as generals. So what's going on? And then also the whole organizational structure, while it includes pharmaceutical companies, it's also very, very top-heavy, the government. So as Catherine said, it's a government merger with pharmaceutical companies, which is different from treating them as private manufacturers violating good manufacturing practice laws. As I said, that part is not being enforced at all. And the only reason that's being allowed is because they're now part of the government. So they've merged with the government, and the government is giving them tremendous amount of money, funneling billions into them so that they just shut up and follow the orders. And in fact, it's the government headed by Department of Defense, reporting to the Fed, reporting to the international bankers, is running this campaign. They're in charge of designing so-called clinical trials. They're in charge of all the administration of them, manufacturing, systems, security, legislative affairs, and legal affairs. So Department of Justice is their lawyers. So Department of Justice were defending Pfizer's commercial interest in court, where Pfizer lawyers didn't even bother to show up. That's just another demonstration of that this is a government operation. BARDA and Operation Warp Speed bragged about awarding tremendous amounts of money, billions and billions, half a billion to 2 to 10 billion for Pfizer. And all of these contracts that became available described the scope as large-scale manufacturing demonstration, prototype, countermeasure. Also, the same contracts define out of scope clinical trials, preclinical trials, chemistry manufacturing controls, and good manufacturing practice compliance, out of scope. The government never purchased it. The government never paid for it. And in fact, as Catherine has demonstrated, because of this use of emergency use authorized countermeasures under public health emergency cannot constitute clinical investigation statute. That means that the FDA has no business regulating these things, and they know it. They absolutely do know it. so do the top senior executives of pharma companies, yet they proceed pretending that there were these so-called clinical trials and preclinical trials and compliance. So that's the biggest lie that was sold to the American public, that this is a health event. It's not, that these are vaccines, they're not. It is a military operation. It is biowarfare, terrorism, and atrocity conducted all over the world. And they're using biowarfare agents, and they want to inject every person numerous times with them. So I think at this point, that concludes my presentation. I can answer questions.